35, 25 to go until 8 o'clock. Want to welcome Dave Spiegelmeyer back to the show. Morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning, RJ. How are you?
Excellent. Dave represents our natural gas industry here in central, well, all of Pennsylvania. And, you know, I asked you to come on, but I didn't tell you why. So do you have any...
That's okay. No reservation.
All right. No, I know you've been here before. I'll tell you why. I picked up the Sunday Patriot News and noticed an article in there about the natural gas industry. Okay. Then I asked my cohorts on the show here about, just off the top of their heads, how many times the severance tax made the front page of the paper. And the answer was, you know, maybe a dozen. And this is just a guess. That's all it is. It's not their job to keep track of that. But I wanted the image of whether it actually made the front page. And we all agreed it did, right? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm paging through the Patriot. And I see on Sunday, fee collected from drillers to set record. Fee collected from drillers to set record. And the article goes on to say that we're going to make $247 million this year from those fees. And it's on page A14. A14.
Spread all through all of the 67 counties of Pennsylvania, with special projects being funded all over the state. And RJ, you could easily just switch the name fee to tax, because it's exactly what it is.
Well, it is. And that's what has been argued all this time, is that they're already paying, and they're paying record amounts. But I just find it interesting that the fact that we're going to get record revenue to the tune of $247 million is on page A14 and not the front page, where every time they want, you know, the Patriot editorial board has been for this tax. There's no question about it. It just grinds me a little bit. That's all.
Yeah, RJ, the great part about it is we're going to be staring into the teeth of winter here the next few days. And I compare what's happened in Pennsylvania to New York and New England. I think last winter there was a French vessel loaded with Russian LNG sitting in Boston Harbor for the month of February, trying to supplement natural gas supply, primarily because New York has blocked pipeline development into not only their state, but into New England. I think 2 weeks ago we saw Con Edison made a major announcement that they could no longer, beginning of March, they could no longer tie in one single new customer into their system in Westchester. It's all because of policies that have stopped infrastructure development, vital infrastructure development into the New England states. And the good part is, in Pennsylvania, we've got record amounts of natural gas for consumers across Pennsylvania. You know, purchased natural gas costs are the savings are more than half of what they were back in 2008. So, you know, utility rates for purchased gas costs have dropped dramatically. I think it's anywhere from 53% to 78%, depending on which utility you subscribe across Pennsylvania. Winter for consumers. The supply is robust, meaning, you know, I wouldn't expect to see any curtailments during the coldest days of the winter, which we'll lie ahead.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. Almost 9 years ago, we moved to a new house for us, and it had natural gas. And I was thinking this morning, independent of talking to you, that that was one of the best decisions we made, because we have gas. Just run down one more time. A Russian tanker off of the coast of Massachusetts because they can't get their gas via pipelines from us.
That's correct. I mean, you have decisions being made that are forcing folks to fuels that are far, far dirtier than natural gas. I mean, we've cleaned our air by using natural gas in our power generation systems in Pennsylvania and across the country. But in New York, the fact that they don't have flowing natural gas supply because of activist policies that have stopped pipeline development, they've had to supplement with foreign LNG. It was actually a French vessel loaded with Russian natural gas, that liquefied natural gas. Sat in Boston Harbor for a good part of early winter last year.
Interesting.
Again, supplementing that natural gas supply into New England. And I think you saw just a week ago, Northeast Utilities or National Grid, I believe, had 7,100 customers out in Rhode Island. Again, the fact that we've had redundant systems to get natural gas into those regions, and now, you know, without modernizing that infrastructure, though, those customers are at risk, and they also have the highest cost of any part of the country. because of those policies.
Well, congratulations to the industry here in Pennsylvania, and obviously the state coffers. When I say state coffers, the various projects in the 67 counties really benefit from it. So I just wanted to ballyhoo it a little bit because I didn't think it should be on A14 when every time they want the tax, it's on the front page or somewhere near the front. So just
yeah, RJ, just one final comment is the biggest problem there is that they're trying to put a tax on top of that tax.
Right. Right.
That's been the issue for some time. So just wanted to throw that point in. I thank you very much for giving us the time to talk about the importance of this industry in Pennsylvania. So thanks, RJ, for having me on.
All right, Dave, take care. We'll talk to you again sometime.
Yep. Bye-bye.
741-19.